Mother was trying to take advantage of Mameha. No geisha ever paid lesson fees for a younger sister. I wish such a thing were possible, Mameha said, but with this terrible depression. Perhaps there's some way I could manage it, Mother said. Though Chio is a bit headstrong, and her debts are considerable, I've often thought how shocking it would be if she ever managed to repay them. Such an attractive girl, I'd find it shocking if she couldn't. Anyway, there's more to life than money, isn't there? Mother said. One wants to do one's best for a girl like Chio. Perhaps I could see my way to investing a bit more in her. Just for her lessons, you understand. But where would it all lead? I'm sure Chio's debts are very considerable, Mameha said. But even so, I should think she'll repay them by the time she's 20. 20, said Mother. I don't think any girl in Gion has ever done such a thing, and in the midst of this depression. Yes, there is the depression, it's true. It certainly seems to me our pumpkin is a safer investment, Mother said. After all, in Chio's case, with you as her older sister, her debts will only grow worse before they get better. Mother wasn't just talking about my lesson fees. She was talking about fees she would have to pay to Mameha. A geisha of Mameha's standing commonly takes a larger portion of her younger sister's earnings than an ordinary geisha would. Mameha-san, if you have a moment longer, Mother went on, I wonder if you would entertain a proposal. If the great Mameha says Chio will repay her debts by the age of 20, how can I doubt it's true? Of course, a girl like Chio won't succeed without an older sister such as yourself, and yet our little Okie is stretched to its limits just now. I can't possibly offer you the terms you're accustomed to. The best I could offer from Chio's future earnings might be only half what you'd ordinarily expect. Just now I'm entertaining several very generous offers, Mameha said. If I'm going to take on a younger sister, I couldn't possibly afford to do it at a reduced fee. I'm not quite finished, Mameha-san, Mother replied. Here's my proposal. It's true I can afford only half what you might usually expect, but if Chio does indeed manage to repay her debts by the age of 20, as you anticipate, I would turn over to you the remainder of what you ought to have made, plus an additional 30%. You would make more money in the long run. And if Chio turns 20 without having repaid her debts, Mameha asked. I'm sorry to say that in such a case, the investment would have been a poor one for both of us. The Okie would be unable to pay the fees owed to you.